Hello, my name is Danny Plyler. I'm the founder of Blood Politics. It's an organization I founded. It's a nonpartisan organization set up to focus more on Generation X political issues, such as Social Security. We're paying all this money into it. We're not going to see a dime of it. It's basically a nonpartisan organization, but I've been called the equal opportunity offender. I view the Democratic Party, as a whole, as a bunch of communists, and I view the Republican Party as a whole as a bunch of fascists. So, I mean, you don't have anything that you can ever choose anymore. You always have to choose the lesser of two evils, and that's horrible. But I just wanted to give everyone a little history lesson today, since the issue is cannabis, the plant. Cannabis, the plant, has such a rich history within just a 100-mile radius of here. Some people, y'all might have heard of a war, if you ever heard of, ever studied in history, the War of 1812. Most of it was fought right around here. It was also referred to as the Hemp Wars. There was a battle called Blue Licks that was just down over across the river in Kentucky. It's when a blue jacket, he was a Shawnee warrior chief, brought 300 of his warriors down to retaliate for the frontiersmen to come down, and they went up and burned all their Chillicothe area. They made sure they attacked in August. That was their harvest crop for hemp. And they went from Lexington all the way up to Maysville and burned their crops. Well, the gentleman in the militia from Kentucky, he pulled a bunch of people over to try to go get them. And you might have heard of one of them. One of the guys that didn't want to go do it, but his name was Daniel Boone. The guy called Daniel Boone a coward, so he followed and went and got slaughtered. He lost his son in the battle. But also, during World War II, he had something called Hemp for Victory. It mandated Kentucky farmers to grow hemp for seed stock. As soon as World War II ended, the program ended. We've spent billions of dollars a year on the war on drugs. And instead of following it and looking at it as a health issue, we had this, basically it's a hunter's mentality. If you turn on the television, you see we busted 500 pounds of marijuana, and they got all their pictures standing next to it. Like they killed some animal. Then they go out to bars, celebrate and drink beers, and then drive home. And, you know, we don't do anything to anyone. Cannabis users, we don't do hard anything to anyone. We don't bother anyone. I've been using cannabis since 1997 due to occipital migraines that I suffered of an injury I have while I served in the United States Marine Corps. I made a personal choice in life not to take any man-made synthetic drugs. And if I can find an herbal alternative, I will take it or I will just suffer. I'm not an idiot. I do take post-operative drugs. I want to live. But if I have some type of alternative treatment, I would much rather, choose. I also have ADHD. And I found through treating my migraine that I was amazed how my thought processes collected when I was, medicating myself before I go to bed. And I just want to kind of leave you guys with this one thought, to err is human, but God doesn't make mistakes. God bless y'all. Take care.